Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the holy power of his atoning blood shed on the cross, his bodily resurrection, his ascension, and his second coming, we have defeated the spiritual powers behind demonism. The dark arts of Satan, demonism, are rampant in our world. You can find demonism in every region of the world, in every community. And most likely, in every family. No doubt there's been somebody through the generations in your family that sat at the table of demons. Knowingly, unknowingly, it doesn't matter. Really, the fact is they sat in communion with demons. The dark arts of Satanism, demonism, is rampant. And so many millions are enslaved to its unholy lure of power. It's my hope and prayer that this global radio presentation will expose the reality of demonism, and that the listeners would see that the Lord Jesus Christ is greater, as his love cannot be overcome. His love, the Lord Jesus, his love cannot be overcome. I'm hoping that these radio presentations the next few nights as we deal with overcoming demonism will encourage you, will open your eyes, and perhaps it will inspire you to reach those enslaved to demons. I'm going to be sharing some of my encounters with those involved in demonism, rescuing those in darkness with the good news of Jesus. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 12 to not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with goodness. We defeat demonism. We defeat the devil and his demons by rescuing souls by the holy power of God, by doing good, which is preaching the gospel, healing the sick, and casting out demons. And that's how we're going to overcome demonism on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with a story of real-life Jesus freaks from the Voice of the Martyrs.
A constitutional battle over freedom of worship continues in Kazakhstan. In 1992, the country's new constitution guaranteed freedom of religion, but a proposed law threatens to require churches to register with the government. Christians who remember communist oppression know that such a law can lead to government control of religion. In 2009, the Kazakhstan parliament declared the proposed law unconstitutional, but President Nazarbayev is not giving up so easily. For more from the Voice of the Martyrs on threats to religious freedom worldwide, go online to persecution.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another group of real-life Jesus freaks. Why would 10 young Russian Christians gather in a cemetery around the tomb of a martyr? Well, in the Soviet Union 50 years ago, bishops of the state were allowed only to ordain ministers approved by the Communist Party. So these men gathered praying secretly to be ordained by the Holy Spirit. One explained, "It is like the church in the first centuries. What seminaries did those attend who turned the world upside down for Christ? We are ordained by the pierced hands of Jesus. It's a good reminder that you and I don't need to wait for official government approval to serve God."
Get a global perspective from the Voice of the Martyrs. Go online to persecution.com.
Include spirits of Nazism, Illuminati spirits, and high-level mind-controlling spirits. In fact, one lady, my wife and I, are trying to assist. She's in extreme danger from the Illuminati, and a group of them are in the process of hunting her down at this very moment. But God is protecting and delivering this precious lady. In a recent deliverance session with her, we encountered a spirit that went by the name of Joseph Mengele. "I'm a spirit from Joseph Mengele." The demon angrily spoke to me as I commanded it to know his identity in Jesus' name. "I entered her ancestor in Europe as she was abused by him," the evil spirit revealed to me. The demon within this Joseph Mengele passed on to this lady's ancestor, thereby traveling through the family bloodline. With the demon came a series of some very complex programming. This demon, though, was driven out in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the same man, Dr. Joseph Mengele, who was a Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz doctor, who was once known as the Angel of Death, my friends. It's reported that he once burned several Jewish prisoners in a gigantic oven to test how long it would take for the human body to get first, second, or third degree burns at certain temperatures. He also tested how much force it would require to break a human skull. This man, this vile, wicked man, communed with demons, fellowshipped with demons, was immersed in demonism. And because he was able to get a hold of an ancestor of this precious woman, he was able to pass the demons from himself into her. And these wicked, unholy spirits just travel through the bloodline. Like I mentioned prior to the commercial break, no doubt in every family there is an ancestor, a family member, through the generations who participated in demonism. And like in this case, sometimes against their own free will. But the fact is, the demons were transferred. And perhaps some ancestor in your family, through the generations, involved themselves, immersed themselves in demonism, and passed and have passed wicked evil spirits through the bloodline. And perhaps you're listening to this broadcast and you are affected by these evil spirits of demonism. Jesus defeats demonism. It can come from Nazism. It can come from Satanism, from witchcraft, the occult, any dark art that participates in the communion of demons, demonism, at a direct level. Jesus Christ can set you free. A while back, I was privileged and honored to participate in some holy services at a church where I was the scheduled special speaker. And there was an African man that was present and manifested demons that had entered him due to his family's involvement in black magic. As I've been sharing with you, you may have not participated in any form of demonism, any contact with demons, but if there's an ancestor that has participated, then you could be affected directly through the bloodline. Demons pass through the bloodline. And you may be asking, well, Jay, how will I ever know that? How would I ever know? If a great-great-grandfather, for example, participated in demonism, how would I ever know this? That's why we always encourage the people of God to immerse themselves in a deliverance session, just to conduct a spiritual test to ensure that you are, in fact, free from generational spirits of demonism. Well, this African man manifested spirits that had entered him due to his family's involvement in black magic. Two spirits of black magic surfaced while I prayed over him, named Lethal and Lethal. These demonic beings had placed him in spiritual chains in his mind that held him into demonic captivity. But both of these spirits were driven out and exited through his mouth. I mean, he could literally feel them leave, and he was so relieved. Minutes later, we dealt with some very strong satanic spirits that were quite violent and blasphemous. The demon spoke out of this precious person in strange demonic languages, communicating to other spirits and requesting for assistance. Our God, my friends, though, was too powerful for these spirits. But the spirits boasted, we will never leave. There are 7,018 of us. We are too powerful for you. My friends, there were over 7,000 evil spirits within this precious soul who had participated in numerous black magic ceremonies, her family, that is. Upon this precious soul's confession of Jesus Christ over black magic, the demons were confronted with a holy command. You will repeat after me, evil spirits, I informed the 7,018 demons. We will not. We will go to your home, the demons told me. I get that a lot. The demons, in an attempt to bring fear into my life, will say, we will go to your family. We'll go onto your property. We'll go to your home. I just simply rebuke the spirit. In Jesus' name, you will go to the pit. I command the spirits. Minutes later, they repeated their doom and entered that abyss, screaming in utter agony. And this precious, precious saint collapsed and was so happy that the demons had departed. All 7,018. Nazism, which communed with demons, which is at its very basis form demonism. Black magic, another form of demonism, defeated by the blood of Jesus. Black magic spirits, Nazism, the spirits of Nazism, the spirits of Satanism, the spirits of witchcraft, the spirits of the occult, the spirits of shamanism, the spirits of sorcery, the spirits of various cults and groups that participate in the direct communication with unholy spirits, demons. All these ailments have been defeated by the blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ. None of these things are a match for the holy power of our Jewish Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. We overcome. We overcome in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's critical that we run and we maintain the closeness with the Lord Jesus Christ and realize that our very spirit nature is seated with him in the heavenly realms. When you begin to recognize this life-transforming, revolutionary truth, biblical truth, that you are in Jesus Christ, it will change your outlook on dealing with demons. You'll realize that you operate in a position of victory over the demonic, over the powers of demonism. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, penned these words. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Jesus Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. We have been raised. It's a mystical, mysterious, supernatural, miraculous event. But the fact is, the Bible teaches, the scriptures teach, when you convert to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are seated in the heavenly realms in Jesus Christ. You are hidden in Jesus Christ. That is a position of victory, my friend. That is a position of victory. We overcome demonism through the position of being in Jesus Christ. It's not by your power. It's by the very power that whom you coexist in. And that's Jesus Christ. You exist because of the Lord. And you're seated with him in the heavenly realms. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It's profound. Life-changing, transformational, transcendent truths that will utterly change your life if you grasp its true depth. That you have been seated with the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, and you have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ because you are in him. You're in him. Did not Jesus say, apart from me, you could do nothing? It's all Jesus Christ. And Jesus, who is God in the flesh, has defeated the powers of darkness. Oh, I got so many other stories I want to share tonight. Stay tuned. I'll be back after this brief intermission.
Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Yeah. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord.
Toby Mack with news about another real-life Jesus freak. It is no small thing to say no to Hitler, but that is exactly what Franz Jagerstatter does. After Austria is annexed by Germany, Austrian men are expected to serve in the army of the Third Reich. Most of them do. Franz refuses, and before he is beheaded in Berlin on August 8, 1943, he writes these words: "We need no rifles or pistols for our battle, but instead spiritual weapons. And the foremost among those is prayer." Hey, if Franz can stand up to the Nazi regime, maybe you can find strength through prayer to win your own spiritual battles.
Will you stand with the Voice of the Martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
Church I was invited to minister at, a dear lady surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ for the very first time in her life. I mean, she had a head knowledge, but she had never repented of her sins, and she had an incredible difficult time praying with me. A very difficult time for her to even verbalize the name of Jesus, to confess the name of Jesus. But by God's mercy, she prayed, and light could be seen on her face. She was just giggling as she was so joyful in making that decision for Christ. And she could feel that her heart was warming up. And that's what Jesus does, my friends. He warms your heart. He makes things all that much better. Isn't that awesome? And then I had her even destroy a picture in front of all that she had drawn at the church, a picture filled with the satanic symbols and the sign of the beast 666. And then we began the exorcism. Within seconds of ministering to her, praying over her head, a spirit surfaced by the name of Tierra. Her eyes glossed over, and a perverted smirk appeared on her face. A vile look. This demon was violent and extremely hateful. As it flung my Bible across the sanctuary, it had grabbed it and just threw it. I asked the Lord to bring forth the holy angels. And within minutes, they came into the sanctuary. And the angels assisted us in ministering deliverance. The demons warred against the holy angels. The holy angels warred against the demons. I mean, there was an intense battle, but again, our God prevailed. Tierra, the spirit, held on to the spiritual rites of animal sacrifices, communion with demons, and the consumption of blood. These spiritual rites were removed, and 2,999 of the Tierra spirits were commanded to leave, and she could feel them leave her body. Then a major war occurred. It was the very last Tierra spirit. It was a voodoo spirit from prior generations. And just an FYI, voodoo spirits tend to be, from my experience, very difficult and persistent due to the very nature of their being. I've discovered that these voodoo spirits can be quite stubborn. This is something I have experienced in various regions of the world where voodoo is practiced and promoted. While this dear lady had these spirits, these Tierra spirits, this voodoo spirit, this last one that we were dealing with, and it had entered her ancestors 3-4 generations ago as they practiced voodoo and sacrificed a little baby to the devil. and this specific spirit that compelled the ancestors into wall demonism passed through the bloodline of the family and into this precious woman. For a long time, I battled this evil demon as it fought back with great persistence, which, to be honest, it amazed me. But we were torturing it beyond belief. And the demon shouted, "I'm going to murder her. I'll leave when she is dead. I am never leaving." I'll be honest, I was worn out. But then the fire of the Holy Spirit descended upon me in an unusual manner and power, and I commanded this voodoo spirit to leave, and it left her body in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. In the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast, this global radio presentation, and you've been hearing these encounters of overcoming demonism in the power of the name of Jesus, and you want to overcome. You want the deliverance. You want the liberation. You want the freedom. You want the release from these powers that bind you, that enslave you. It is possible because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon a cross, and because of his resurrection, his ascension, and his second coming, his soon return. Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, is able to rescue you. He's able to save you, heal you, and deliver you. I'd like for you to pray with me. All prayer is talking to a living God who is there, who cares. Just pray with me right now. Simply say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I recognize I have sinned against you. I recognize I need your blood to cover my sins. Jesus Christ, be my Lord, be my Savior. Live within me with your joy and your peace and your power. And Jesus, I do overcome the powers of demonism through your blood, Jesus. Through your blood, I renounce every curse, ancestral curse of demonism, every spell that's resulted from an act of demons. And I command the blood of Jesus Christ to break these things upon my life. And I command these evil spirits of demonism to go in the authority of Jesus Christ. And I command these spirits to go on your behalf. Go in the authority of Jesus Christ out of these precious people now. Get them out. Lord Jesus, get them out. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' holy name. Amen." My friends, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your kind emails, your loving, comforting, encouraging words that sustain us in this ministry of evangelism and exorcism throughout the world. We're seeing amazing, miraculous works before our very eyes. And I don't have much time to share with you all the things that God's been blessing us with, but if you would like to receive our email newsletter, I would encourage you to go to jbartlett.org, sign up to receive our free monthly newsletter. I believe it will encourage you and it will keep you updated on the activities that we're participating in each and every week for the cause of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love and your concern and your prayers. They do, in fact, sustain us. These encounters, these evangelistic encounters, can be very difficult because we're facing some powerful forces of Satan. But we are overcoming because we recognize that we've been placed in a very comforting a very victorious place, and that is the place of Jesus Christ being seated with him in the heavenly realms. Never forget that, my friends. Those who are in Christ are hidden in him. That is a safe place to be. We bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.